Yeah.
How do you deal with innocent abuse? That is, if you see a child being inappropriately abused or an animal that cannot take care of itself or fend for itself?
One of the things that most attracts me to Buddhism is that there's no requirement to believe anything. One of the things I love best about Zen is that it's downright unacceptable to believe anything. So to hold an attitude or posture about something is just not anything that interests me or attracts me. To me, we are all the same innocence. And people, because they are in big bodies, it doesn't mean that they are any more capable of taking care of themselves or defending themselves than when they were in tiny bodies. That always interests me. You know, I wonder when we cross that line, when we go from being the innocence of children to someone who does not deserve understanding or compassion because now their body has reached a certain size. So it makes me sad to see any form of cruelty. In my life, the thing that makes me most sad is people's self-hate. I am so privileged. I only interact with the finest of human beings. And many of them, the percentage of them who hate themselves is extraordinary. It's tragic. Really, really good people who spend their lives hating themselves, you know, simply because there's a voice in their head who is living off of their life force, and they don't realize that that voice talking to them has nothing to do with who they are as a person. So when people are in the clutches of that kind of hatred, a natural response to that often is to lash out in cruelty. And so, it's, to me, the whole thing is just sad. You know, I can't look at somebody and say, you know, you deserve to be punished because you have done this thing that you should know better to this person who I've decided doesn't know any better.